We knew it was going to be a big moment in surfing, but it really transcended that, even outside of sports. And we did it because it was the right thing for us to do at the right time. And again, you know, you have to do this at a time where it's sustainable. At the end of the day, it's got to make commercial sense as well. Otherwise, you know, a business can't support it in the long term. But I think we were surprised by how few sports had actually done this. Even though I've been in sports my whole career, you know, we're the first global US-based league to properly announce equal prize money. There are various sports that have done it at certain levels or for certain events, but no one's done it throughout their whole sport.
I'm Michelle King, and you are listening to She Innovates. It's a show that shares the stories, challenges, and triumphs of women and men across innovation, technology, and entrepreneurship. On today's podcast, we have the pleasure of speaking with Sophie Goldschmidt, the league's first female CEO. She took on the role in July 2017 after holding high-level positions at the NBA, the Rugby Football Union, and the Women's Tennis Association. On this episode, Sophie is going to be sharing why the league wants to be at the forefront of pushing for equality in sports and what this means for female athletes across the world. Pay inequality exists across all industries, including sports. The World Surf League recently announced that it will award equal prize money to male and female athletes beginning 2019. Because of this, the World Surf League will become the first and only US-based global sports league and among the first internationally to achieve prize money equality.
In general, women's sports have not been professional for nearly as long as men's sports. Women haven't had the same opportunities to participate and get involved at a grassroots level, both in schools, through clubs, etc. But I think that's changed with each decade. I think in the US, a really big moment was when Title IX came into play back in the 70s, which was very much led by Billie Jean King, and tennis pioneered in a lot of ways. And that led to the same number of men and women getting scholarships at the college level, which definitely had an impact kind of then at the professional levels. But I think for various reasons, and it's not just in sports, I think all sorts of industries, women just haven't had the same opportunities, and often not for very rational reasons. But, you know, times are changing, and I think the world is catching up, and rightly so. Women are getting more opportunities and also being paid equally for doing similar work or achieving similar accomplishments. It's still a long way to go, but I feel things are moving in the right direction.
And the league's decision to award equal prize money for its athletes, regardless of gender, is a powerful example to all industries and organizations. Here, Sophie shares why the league is taking this first step to achieve parity in women's surfing.
It's something that's been a long time in the making, but I think progress for women really accelerated back in 2013 when new ownership took over the WSL. Prior to that, there were significantly fewer number of events, and the events that were on the tour kind of changed each year. There just wasn't really a sustainable commitment to really build the women's sport in the same way as the men's was being supported. I think, you know, the reality was also there weren't as many women surfers and there wasn't as much commercial interest. So it wasn't all, I think, just because people were against women and not wanting to give them a chance. You know, I think there was the practicality of kind of the commercial support and just, you know, the same talent levels. So for us, this has been sort of a 5 to 6 year project. It started out by increasing the number of women's events. We then wanted to make sure we were absolutely taking them to the best surfing locations. So now the majority of our events are combined, so the men and women are surfing the same waves. We increased prize money significantly. A next step for us was to get to pay parity. And pay parity is kind of a complicated term that isn't actually used that much, but actually we were really proud of getting to pay parity, which meant on average, the men and women were earning the same amount per event, which was a big step forward. But for us, the reality is that the depth of women's surfing isn't still as strong as men's. It's changing by the year, and it's just a matter of time. It's inevitable that the depth will be there and we'll have the same number of men and women participating. But we decided, even though that isn't the case, it's still right. And what we decided a couple of months ago to announce was equal prize money. So men and women are now paid the same for the position that they finish in an event. And we did it in combination with announcing our calendar for next year. So it was a natural time to announce what the prize money was going to be for next season. And it was a natural next step. We'd increased the number of events. We'd taken the women now to the best surfing locations in the world. We'd continued to increase prize money. We've invested significantly in marketing and other resources to support and grow the profile of these amazing women.
Surfing is not the first sport to push for greater equality. The US Open tennis tournament began offering equal prize money to men and women in 1973, and many other mostly minor sporting events and disciplines have followed suit. This move is also just the beginning, as surfing has been notorious for staging competitions in which male competitors not only earn more money, but they get to ride the best waves. Here, Sophie shares the impact of their gender equality efforts and how the global community is supporting this work.
We knew it was going to be a big moment in surfing, but it really transcended that, even outside of sports. And we did it because it was the right thing for us to do in the right time. And again, you know, you have to do this at a time where it's sustainable. At the end of the day, it's got to make commercial sense as well. Otherwise, you know, a business can't support it in the long term. But I think we were surprised by how few sports had actually done this. Even though I've been in sports my whole career, you know, we're the first global US-based league to properly announce equal prize money. There are various sports that have done it at certain levels or for certain events, but no one's done it throughout their whole sport. And very few internationally. And there's a handful have done it internationally. So we were kind of surprised by that, and it probably got more attention than we were expecting because of that. But it just started other conversations. I think people were really excited that we'd taken the step. You know, some have viewed surfing maybe as being quite chauvinistic and macho in the past, and that's definitely not been my experience, and I think this underlines it. I think our male surfers were very supportive of it, which was fantastic. I think, again, that hasn't always been the case in other sports. Really, around the world, we had fantastic support from the likes of Billie Jean King, Charlize Theron, Chris Hemsworth. Actually, even last week, Julia Roberts was commenting on it. So when you get those kind of high-profile people speaking, that definitely, you know, raises the attention. But even just within the surfing community and the various stakeholders we have in all the different surf spots and at the events that we go to, I think we're very happy with the decision.
The league's decision is likely to put pressure on other sporting organizations who continue to pay men and women at different rates. All four tennis Grand Slam events now feature equal pay, but other sporting events where the men's game is more popular or more lucrative have continued to lag behind. For example, in 2016, five members of the US women's soccer team filed a wage discrimination complaint as they were paid about 25% of what male players made, despite generating close to $20 million more in revenue than the men's team in 2015. Sophie hopes that the league's decision will encourage other organizations to follow suit.
I hope this is a continuing trend. I think, you know, with each day, each week, across all sorts of industries, we're seeing more equality, and it's about time. I think, you know, I can't speak for other sports. They've got to do it when it makes sense for them, but I hope this encourages them to want to achieve this, and, you know, we'll support and help other sports however we can. You know, again, for some, it's not affordable. You know, it's not something that, you know, for us just happened overnight. A lot of thought went into it. We had to make sure that we had the right commercial support and that it was sustainable for the business, because, you know, audiences and investment from partners is absolutely fundamental for us to be able to keep operating the WSL as we want.
It's not just surfing or the sporting world. The steps that Sophie has taken in surfing can actually be applied to the private sector as well. Here she shares what organizations can do to achieve pay parity.
You know, there's not a silver bullet to really reach true equality. And true equality is more than just equal pay. That's probably the most high profile element of it at the moment, and kind of understandably so. For us, when we made this announcement, we also made a commitment to invest in the grassroots level and give more young girls a chance to develop as surfers. So at every event we'll have next year, we'll be hosting grassroots clinics, which will involve our female athletes in. We're also going to be investing in just creating more content around the history of the sport and these amazing female pioneers that fought for decades and put themselves on the line to give us the opportunity to make the decision that we made. I think really celebrating the history and for people to understand what we had to go through, but hey, it paid off. You know, sometimes challenges and being up against it is really hard and you have some dark moments, but I think it's also very inspiring when you can see what that led to. That's really important. So, you know, for us, it's sort of taking that holistic view. Hence, you know, when I said there's more to come, this isn't sort of where it finishes for us, but I think that's a really important point.
Equal prize money is not just great for competitors, it's also good for business. Here, Sophie shares the broader impact this decision has had and why it's just the start for her organization.
I think one of the positives that we probably didn't quite anticipate either, in addition to the attention it got, was just this is going to be really good for business. It's now put us in a completely different conversation. We've had people talking about the WSLs and surfing that we would never have dreamed would be the case. And brands now want to be associated with us for new reasons, for different reasons. So I think this will pay off in spades commercially and from a business standpoint. We did it because it was the right thing to do, but I think it's great that it's good for business too, which is why I would, you know, obviously encourage others to seriously look at it as well when, you know, the timing is right for them. I think for us, making sure it's the continuing part of a journey, because equal prize money isn't the be all and end all. Because of that, it doesn't mean that there's complete equality and there's as many opportunities for women surfers around the world and that they're getting the same attention and media coverage that they deserve. So I think making sure that you've got a holistic, really strategic plan and that you're hitting off all sort of the different areas that's so important to really growing the sport and making sure it can thrive. And I think being bold and believing. I mean, at the end of the day, I think the world's becoming more purpose-driven and more thoughtful about these kind of topics, and being able to take a position, I think, has been a real positive for the WSL and surfing at large.
There are a number of reasons that critics cite to push back against equal pay efforts. When it comes to sport, what often comes up is that women don't generate a large enough audience to deserve equal prize money.
For so long, women didn't even have a chance. They were so egregiously, quite frankly, held back. That, yeah, no wonder the audiences aren't the same and their talent and performances aren't quite at the same level. You know, up until a few years ago, they didn't even have an opportunity. So, of course, they're behind. And I think we owe it to those generations and the current generation to turbocharge and make up for what happened before. And that's the approach we took. You know, yes, maybe others before us should have done the heavy lifting and made some of these decisions, and they didn't for various reasons. And, you know, it's not for us to criticize that. But I think this women's movement and equality, if you can afford it and you've got an organization that has the wherewithal to do it, then I think it should be accelerated and turbocharged, because we're seeing, you know, when you just leave it to happen organically, it's either not happening or it's taking far too long. And just because the audiences aren't there or the performances aren't quite at the same level, maybe just, you know, take a step back and think why that is the case, because they've been held back, or, you know, worst case, didn't even have the opportunity until fairly recently compared to what, you know, their male counterparts might have had.
It's not just about paying women equally. It's also about ensuring that women are equally represented in the sport. This means encouraging more women into surfing and raising their profile as role models for future generations.
We're hoping it happens organically, and sometimes these things need a real lift. I think, you know, the commitment from brands to really get behind these amazingly inspirational women that have fantastic stories, maybe don't have the same reach yet, but I'd love to see more brands and organizations investing in women's sports and supporting them, because I think they're amazing role models for the next generation. I think perhaps more creativity around how that's done. I think too often people are marketing to women the same way as they do to men. And I think different things appeal to women than men. I think we need, you know, more women to become fans of sports as well. And so finding that right messaging, I think, you know, men almost embracing it in some ways more than women, I think, in certain segments. And, you know, it's about women supporting women as well. And it's not whether one's better than the other. You know, a woman's style of play or technique or how she attacks a wave is different and should be appreciated for those reasons. So I think just getting that narrative right and being a bit more creative, and I think that's on us as well. I think the WSL, we can do a better job, and it's something I'm very focused on, making sure that we really kind of carve out that narrative and make it as relevant and as appealing as we can, and being much more knowledgeable about our audience and how we can just encourage and make it appealing that more men and women want to tune in and celebrate what these amazing athletes are doing.
Sophie has been fortunate enough to have the chance to assume roles where she's been able to advance in her career and work with fantastic leaders. She's aware, though, that this may not be the case for a lot of women, particularly in sports. Here she shares her advice for how women can advance in male-dominated fields.
I think, you know, I probably helped myself a little bit by being incredibly committed, being very open-minded. My career definitely hasn't followed sort of a straight incline. And I've worked really hard to build the right relationships, associate with people that I think have real integrity and are going to give me the chance, but also being open-minded to maybe be willing to shift and have your career go in a slightly different direction to kind of open the doors to new opportunities. And I think, you know, standing for something, you know, I'm proud of what I've been able to accomplish, and I've had a voice. I'm not afraid to speak up. And I think in most instances, people have respected that. And I've worked really hard at it. But, you know, you need a lot of luck along the way as well. So you never know what's around the corner. And I think I've kind of enjoyed that challenge, being adaptable, being flexible. You know, the world is moving faster than ever. And I think if you can cope with change and have in different things kind of thrown your way. So yeah, no, it's been a great journey, and I love my role at the moment. I think I'll be here for a long time. We're at a really exciting moment in surfing's sort of life cycle, and momentum is building, and I think we can achieve something pretty special over the next few years.
And finally, Sophie shares the one thing that each of us can do to support women in sport.
If there's an athlete, male or female, that you're interested in, just take a little bit of time to understand more about their background, and I think you'll be even more drawn to them. Most of them have had, you know, really interesting challenges or something that's actually made them so great, that's given them that hunger or given them that extra push that you need to be an amazing champion and to be an elite world-class athlete. And often when you kind of uncover those backstories, you appreciate it and enjoy them even more. So I would, yeah, take the time to dive a little bit deeper. And that's what we're always trying to do. I mean, the storytelling around it, I think, is super important, because, you know, it's amazing the things you have in common with people that you think are untouchable, but, you know, you share a lot more things than you would think.
It's great to see how surfing has become more inclusive. Paying equal prize money to men and women is a fantastic start. But as this interview so clearly demonstrated, it's just the first step in an ongoing journey to make the sporting world work for women. On today's Fairy God Boss segment, we are going to be talking about how we can better support women at work. According to a workplace survey by Fairy God Boss, 49% of women say that they're not able to find sufficient access to female mentors or advisors within their organization. To achieve gender parity, we all play a role in supporting our female colleagues. Here are three ways we can support women at work. First, make it a priority. It isn't enough to say you believe in supporting gender equality. The only way we're going to get there is if each of us make it our problem to solve. Second, invest your time and effort in supporting all women at work. A lot of women say that they feel isolated in their workplaces. By reaching out and getting to know each other, we can increase engagement and retention. This also provides the opportunity to understand the challenges that women face at work and identify actions that you can take. And finally, whether good or bad, we are all an example of equality at work. Our behaviors set the standards for inclusion in workplaces. So in your day-to-day interactions, think about how you are supporting, including, and enabling all women. I really hope we've all inspired you to take some active steps in advancing all women in your communities. We have so many more empowering stories from amazing women and men that we're going to be sharing on the podcast, so please stay tuned. Thank you everybody for your support, and I'll catch you all again next week.
She Innovates is produced by Human Group Media, a company that inspires people to do good through the power of audio storytelling. This podcast is made possible by everyone, from individuals, companies, partners, and universities to connect and innovate with purpose. In doing so, SAP NextGen supports the achievement of the Sustainable Development Goals.